Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess it's time for one of these kind of thingies.
We'll get this high, and that side, we'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
I wasn't ready. There we go. We have Kendra, we have Will, and what are they fighting about?
Yes, a lovely couple today. Kendra,
are they never a lovely couple? I thought about that.
I think he's trying to do a thing where he sets a precedent where he's like, I'm known for saying they're lovely, which is, ugh.
Anyways, they're lovely.
We have a horrible couple today.
Okay.
Kendra has like a work event coming up, and she's wanting her husband to lie for her.
No. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Kendra?
Hi. Yai.
You won the toss. Will is here, so go ahead and give your side, and then, what's going on?
Okay. I've been working really hard in this company. I've climbed the corporate ladder, and it's a huge, like, multi-million-dollar company. And the owner, who is, like, kind of pretentious, is coming in town for one night for this gala. He comes, like, every 5 years. So we're not going to have to, like, see him a lot. But my husband is a plumber. Which I don't have a problem with. I'm proud of him. I love him.
Are you sure? Because the way you said plumber was a little weird.
I was just saying because I'm setting up what's happening. So, like, the owner of my company will not give me or will my husband the time of day if he finds out what he does for a living. And I really want to get a one-on-one with this guy just because I'm really working hard at work, and, you know, this could lead to something for me, which is for us, me and Will. Will says he doesn't want to pretend like he isn't a plumber. He's worked hard to get where he is, which I know, and he's proud to be a plumber, so he doesn't want to lie.
Sounds like you got a lot of his points down. What's your, like, you want him to just say he's just independently wealthy, or do you want him to have this whole Jason Bourne multiple pass? What do you want him to say? Like, I'm just trying. So you're all going to be dressed up. It's a gala, you said?
Yes, it's like a fancy gala that happens every year, but this year in particular, the owner of the company is going to be there.
If he bequeaths FaceTime upon you, you want to say, this is my husband, Will. You may know him from such albums as... Like, what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I haven't even gotten that far. I think we'll get a promotion and a huge pay raise if I get some time with this guy. And to me, it's like, it's not really lying. It's just like putting our best foot forward to impress the boss, which is something literally everyone does in the world.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed of him. I just want him to play along for one night just to help my career, which in turn like helps our life together. You know what I mean?
Let's get Will. Hey, Will.
Yay.
She's given some of your side. What, how do you feel about this?
I,
I mean, I don't like it. I'll start just right up out of the front and say I'm super proud of my wife. I think she kills it at her job. I think she deserves promotions, raises, and everything. But I don't think that I should have to lie about what I do to try to impress some guy who doesn't even know me, who's going to be in town for one night. I mean, I'm proud of what I do. I've built a great company, and mm-hmm. I just don't think you ever get anything out of lying in a situation like this.
What about omitting the truth? Is that the same as lying? Mm-hmm. Just kind of like slow rolling it, saying you're a company owner and not saying what kind of company? Like,
I suppose. I mean, I'm not going to walk around with a wrench and just ask to fix a toilet or anything like that. But if he asks what I do and I say, well, I own a company, and he says, well, what kind of company? I feel like I should tell the truth.
I promise I'm not trying to be obtuse or be mean, but like, you know how like a garbage guy, they can say sanitation engineer. Is there like some sort of like way to say,
to phrase it differently?
Yeah, to say that like I'm in water removal. Like I don't know.
Bathroom and fixtures.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But
pipe fitter maybe. Yeah, kinda.
Sure.
Sounds very okay.
Well, go ahead.
To you, you're just like, even if this is for
hydraulic specialist.
There we go. If you're gonna meet this guy for 5 minutes, don't take this wrong. I have to ask this in a sort of straw man sort of way, but like, you can't just set it aside for 5 minutes and just be like, because if this guy, I think we all know who this guy is. He's just one of those. He's drinking the most expensive wine,
right?
Not because he likes it, because it's
the most expensive.
Yes. And it's like, Kendra can be kicking butt, but if she's got a plumber for a husband,
but like, maybe Will doesn't even work for him. Like, I hate this boss already. I want to stick it to the man and like come in a plumbing uniform and just be like, yeah, bro, I built my own company.
No, but
you're not gonna
gotta play the game sometimes.
I get what you guys are saying, and you know, I understand that. But maybe I'm old school in this, but I always feel like if you're going to try to, if you have to lie in order to get something from this company, then is that even the company that's worth working for? Like, mm-hmm. is that what you want in your life? And then what happens to me later if she does get this big promotion and then she has to be more involved with the owner of the company, and then I do see him more often, like, Am I always the other thing? Can I be who I am?
All right, let me get the phone number out there. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I'm not saying.
I
think we all do lie a little bit sometimes.
Absolutely. I have definitely omitted the truth, like meeting my wife's. See, I've done stuff.
They're HR people. They don't want to talk to some dumb radio guy.
Exactly. And it's like, I have great stories. I've done stuff backstage with Machine Gun Kelly that is definitely illegal and stuff. But I'm not bringing that up at
an HR thing.
Right. With the CEO of the company or something. Because it's like, I want to make my wife look good.
So you will omit the truth as opposed to lie.
Right. I wouldn't lie. But I would just not get into that. Because I want to. This guy sounds like he sucks. And I don't want that to get like misconstrued at all, but he is in charge
of your
future.
So lying to a guy who sucks, is that a big deal?
I don't know.
Will, I'm not trying to talk you into it. Kendra, I mean, do you even know you're going to get FaceTime with this dude? Or is it just you kind of have to play the game and hope he brings the ring over for you to kiss?
Basically, I have to play the game. I don't even know if I'm going to, but I would really like to because I'm pretty sure I could make something happen.
Oh my God. It's so gross. Like, yeah. I'm so glad that there's not another level of this that we have to like.
Just you, boss.
Oh my God. Kendra, I don't want people to hate you. You really don't disrespect what your husband does, right? Like,
no, I don't at all. I just want the best for us, and it's like a strategy, honestly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe it's because I'm younger, but like trades and stuff are so rare to me. Like, to me, those are even better.
Yeah, but this guy's not you. He eats in darkened wood steakhouses.
I don't like him.
I know.
You got it.
There's a scent of cigar on him at all times.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair. Yeah, so it's like Kendra's never going to hear the end of it if this D finds out that what her husband does. But is that fair? I don't know.
Well, Kendra, hang on. We're going to get a jury, so don't move. I don't have a problem with lying, obviously.
Yeah, we're aware.
What? But and being proud of what you've built is great. But if it can help grease the wheels a little bit, why not mm-hmm. say, you know, I don't know.
Because I think people should be proud and like not have to hide themselves.
For 5 minutes at a gala. He's gonna be wearing a tux. At a gala.
Yeah.
That's not who you are. So just take it one more level.
Because we kind of do that. Like there's the corporate culture or whatever, like the way you speak when you're on the phone with the boss versus when your friend calls. Like
The last time our big boss came to town, the guy who.
Which big boss?
DGF.
The actual.
Yes,
okay.
DJF. How many of the people who are barely ever in this building showed up dressed up?
Yeah, no, that was...
Every single person.
Not us in this
and
room.
I literally was like...
You called them out.
Liar! Liar! Right. I walked
but
around
exactly, and went, so you don't want them to lie.
No, I just thought it was funny. But I mean, in this case, she can actually get ahead. I don't think it's right that she could get ahead. Like, I don't even... If you're going to call and say, that's not right. Obviously, it's not right that this would be a mitigating factor in her getting ahead. But if it is, why wouldn't you play for 5 minutes? He's not coming back for 5 years. 5 minutes buys you 5 years. All in. You can do anything you want to me for 5 minutes if I get 5 years of something great.
5 years of more lying.
No, you don't have to lie anymore. He's not going to ask you again. He's not going to be on a Zoom call like, how's your plumber husband? He's not going to say, like, I don't.
Mm-hmm. And if it comes with more money, a promotion, all that, I don't know.
Take
so you guys
the
can
money.
Be bought.
Yes,
terrible.
Yes, and
terrible.
So can you. Help Kendra and Will. She wants him to lie about his job for 5 minutes at a company gala. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're in the middle of a great mate debate between Kendra here and Will. Basically, they've got a work event for her work that she's crushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even and Will thinks so.
Yeah, she deserves a promotion.
Aaron, but relax.
She doesn't need to lie
Aaron,
about it. Okay.
Relax.
I think you know what side I'm on.
So Kendra, like the big boss, is going to be in town for this gala coming up, and she's just like, for... If he comes and talks to us, can we just pretend you're not a plumber for 5 minutes?
Right, because this guy's a big jerk, and he's going
to... I think it's important to say that, in that, Kendra, just back me up. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You don't think the guy is cool or right. You just understand the field on which you're playing, right?
Exactly.
You're not like, oh, I think we should hide my husband because I think that's the kind of thing. You're like,
hide my husband to help me get a promotion.
Yes.
That's so gross.
It's gross, but it's real.
It's so real.
I'm not going to help my wife get any promotions if I let the real me out.
Like, right.
Well, that's a different issue.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm anti-black market, dark web. Like, that's all bad. But if someone I love needed a kidney, I'm all in. I'm going to do whatever I can to get a kidney into the person that I love. Period. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Like, morality goes out the window when there's
lives on the line.
Kind of. All right, Kendra, Will, you feel free to jump in with any of these people. We'll let you know what the verdict is. Kate?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Whose side are you on?
Will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
why?
I don't like. First of all, I don't like the phony stuff. Who cares? In 50 years, everybody's going to be dead. It doesn't matter. Okay. But on the other hand, I work for a surgeon who told me his plumber makes more than he does. So, hey, Will, good job on, you know, making some good money there. So who
cares?
I
mean, we do very well. And sometimes people don't even realize that. It's a great industry.
It is.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to pay malpractice insurance and all the other things that the surgeon probably does, and I get it. But it's like, all right, thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Oh, you're gonna send thank you notes to everybody here, Soren?
Absolutely,
Soren.
Hello. Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, man. You know, I think that for one, him owning his own plumbing company is no small feat at all, and I think that, you know, she should be proud of him for that and stick by her husband and not, you know, try to force him to lie for 5 minutes for one guy who doesn't even know her name. You know, and I get climbing the corporate ladder. I really get that. But at the same point, you know, if it's the kind of company where you feel that you have to lie about what your partner does for a living, is that the kind of company that's worth working for and worth giving your life to?
Yes.
But also, if you walk into the boss's office and he's got a CU Buffs jersey hanging on the wall.
Go Buffs.
Yeah, go Buffs. Mm-hmm. Didn't you go to
Rams
Buffs
guys, so you know.
I'm not going to argue with him. No, actually, the Iowa Hawkeyes are the better. It's like,
go Buffs.
Playing along.
But maybe it's better to say the Hawkeyes are better. You can get into a conversation and get to know each other more and have a true relationship that's not built on lies.
Oh, my God. Aaron. It makes me so crazy because I
like honesty.
No, because everyone calling is like talking about how wrong this is that this guy is a J-hole. Okay, I thought I said it before. We all agree on that.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That's the baseline. He is a J-hole, but he owns this company and he's wrong about treating his company this way. But to get ahead in fishing, sometimes you have to throw dynamite in the water and have all the fish come up. It's like sometimes you have to play by the rules of it's his company. It's his game. Like, I don't. Sonia.
Yai.
Whose side are you on, as if I didn't know?
I'm on Will's side.
Yeah, what a shock.
I'll get a thank you card out. Thank you.
Will, gloating is not becoming.
I'm on Will's side is because I've climbed the corporate ladder. I'm in his wife's position. I have a very good job, and I make very good money. And my husband works in a sign shop. He is a metal fabricator. That is what he does. He's done it for a long time. We've been together for 20 years, and I have never once been ashamed of telling people that my husband runs the sign shop for the company that he works for, because he does. And he worked hard to get there. I worked hard to get where I am, too, but I would not sacrifice my integrity for a promotion.
But Sonia, if your job was on the line that you worked so hard to get for, and all you had to do was just omit the truth, you still wouldn't do it?
No. Why would I want to work for a company like that?
Bro, honest to God, I think we're the only two people. Like, Tiak, you and me, I understand that it's wrong. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to lie. I'm saying it's not good to lie. But why the F wouldn't you? For 5 minutes. Oh my God, people, and your moral compass.
Thank you.
I swear to God, Aaron probably lied 20 times at a concert to get backstage yesterday.
No.
But like, she's over here on her high horse, and all the texts are coming in.
I can't always tell the truth.
Oh my God. I just watched you.
What? What?
Defile a pastry.
Yeah. I licked all of the...
And then threw the good part... Okay.
Because I can't eat it. And I didn't...
You liar! Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Who's... Just say Will and we can be done. You're on Will's side?
Will.
Why?
Will I am.
Why? Why are you on his side? Because everybody just...
Yeah. I mean, he has confidence in himself. His girlfriend should have confidence in him as well. You know, Kendra,
do you have confidence in your man?
Yes, that's what I do, and I'm his
Nobody's
wife.
Saying she doesn't.
Right, we're just playing the game.
What's a bad game?
I have confidence in her, too. I mean,
if you need to play the game, then he should just go with a mustache, a cowboy hat, and say he's an astronaut. And call it good.
Do astronauts wear cowboy hats?
I think we're conflating two different things. I wanted to be a cowboy and an astronaut, not a cowboy astronaut. We could keep going, but I don't see the need because I don't see a phone line that doesn't say.
There's not even a text.
It's all Will.
Yeah.
Dang. I lied so much to get into this building. I didn't even have to.
Your name's not even T-Hack. Kendra.
Yes.
You know. If you want to lie, maybe lie and say your rocket scientist husband couldn't come to the gala. Past that, if Will goes, he's a plumber.
Okay, I hear everybody. I hear ya.
And maybe Aaron's right. Maybe the boss will respect it. Maybe he will have a sudden change of heart.
Yes, I've seen that happen often.
Rich guys usually come around in the end of movies.
Yeah. Will, hang on right there. We're going to get you addresses of all the thank you cards you owe.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
Me. You. Aaron?
What else do I do?
I don't know. You're just warming up our voices.
Aluminum linoleum. Aluminum linoleum.
Is that really wait. We used to do lemon face, lion face. Ah.
Oh, we did that too, yeah.
Lemon face, lion face. Ah. All right, now that we're warmed up.
News. No. News.
Our only real hope.
It's just yelling.
To decide.
Too warm.
This is news. Or no.
Gotta work on the choreography. Oh my gosh, I forgot to look if we got videos of people doing choreography.
What are we doing?
Sorry.
If you sing along to the News or Nope song.
Send a video.
By the way, Atlantic? Mm-hmm. Is it Atlantic or Elektra? I can't remember. Who's releasing the song? The News or Nope?
Interscope.
Interscope.
Yeah.
Interscope Records releasing the News or Nope extended mix. It's got a little...
Creed.
It's got Creed. It has a guest appearance on it. And then there's a little Snoop Dogg breakdown in the middle.
Yeah. I don't know about that
with
part.
Some shout outs to Kendrick, if you know what I'm saying.
T-Pain comes in.
Anywho, if you sing along to News or Nope, please shoot a video of you doing that.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. It was on this day, way back in 1995, when the great film Toy Story was released. It was
news,
the first
news.
Yeah, who doesn't love Toy Story? The first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery. Yep. And I had never
feature-length film. Yes, okay.
Yeah, and I had never seen anything like it. And I also think it was kind of the first movie that had like big celebrities doing the voices. 100% of an animated character.
I'm going to say
that
this.
Wave.
How many of those old animated or other kind of movies don't really hold up? I mean, and the animation itself on the first Toy Story, if you go back, like the RC car is a little... it's like, it holds up.
It holds up so well.
It really does. Yeah.
It does, yep.
Because you care about the people. Like,
And it's reached a level, we've talked about this, where... If you go into any toy section of any store, there's Toy Story stuff.
Still.
There doesn't need to be a movie out. There doesn't need... It's just like... It's become such a thing.
No, Buzz
such an
is
iconic
everywhere.
Thing.
Like, Woody is like... Yeah, no, that's...
I want to say that with... I think it was with Toy Story, where they had accidentally like erased all the files. Everything was gone. But it was like one pregnant woman on maternity
had
leave had a copy.
A server home.
Yeah.
Yes. True. I remember that.
Was it
that.
Toy Story?
I think because I watched like the Pixar documentary because I was so into that stuff. Do you know the number that's in every...
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Shoot.
It's in every
I don't remember.
Single Pixar...
A3...
Nope.
No.
A's right.
A something.
I don't remember what
A119. Which is the film studies room at Caltech.
Cute.
Awesome.
So they put it... It's on the license plate in like... In cars, it's like, what's his buckets? It's somewhere.
In
might
every
be his
single.
Mom's license plate in Toy Story.
Oh.
I think you're right. Yeah. Or is it the...
It's on the train that almost kills him in Cars when he's like running from the law or whatever.
Hmm.
Sorry, I'm done nerding out.
That's okay. Back to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Breaking news, Pizza Hut is selling wine that tastes like pizza.
God, no!
And it's not made with grapes.
What? It's what?
I don't know. It's not made with grapes, so I don't understand
how
it's wine.
If it's, what's it made with? So, Aaron...
Tomatoes.
Do you know how... Aaron, do you know how... Do you think if anybody asked Lester Holt a question in the middle of... Of his thing, he'd be like, I
one
don't
second.
Know. Hold on, let me
read
I'm getting
it.
Something in my ear. So
tomato
you can read
wine,
the story.
I'm reading it right now. Tomato wine offers an aromatic blend of fresh herbs and
disgusting.
Spices with rich, sun-ripened tomato notes and a subtle hint of toasted oak.
Would I mean
one bottle of wine is $25.
I'm probably the biggest drinker in the room, and I can tell you could not pay me enough to put that in my mouth.
No, I agree.
There's no chance. And even Tiak, as a guy who would put a whole pizza in his mouth.
Yeah.
Is it alcoholic?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, don't you just want something different, right? If you're eating pizza, you don't want then the wine to be
pizza.
What would you pair it with?
Yeah, so you would pair it with something.
A steak?
Grape, right, no, like a grape. Like a red grape.
It'd be completely backwards. Yes.
Right, yeah. you don't pair. It's like, oh, I want, can I, at Culver's, you don't go, do you have any hamburger custard back there?
No.
To pair with my hamburger? Like, you're, it's like, I'm already having it. Oh.
Okay.
Good evening. Apologies will be accepted because being fat but fit is a real thing, according to scientists.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
So you're trying to say we owe you an apology?
Can I?
Because you're neither of those things. And okay. There's a little bit of a compliment in there.
That's weirdly a compliment. I'll tell you, we'll count it.
I feel like he also needs to read the story because I read a little bit more of that one. And
oh, you read his stories?
I did.
Just not the stories you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I read her story.
No. Yes. I used to call it skinny fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. Just, you know.
You,
yeah,
like,
a little.
You can be, it's saying, kind of the dad bod, is that?
Kind
like,
of.
You work out your arms. You can like curl 85 pounds, but you got a gut. It's also saying that like,
sure, you might be in shape, but you still have enough fat on your body that it's still taking a toll on your heart, on your other. It's still saying it's unhealthy.
Fit but fat.
Yeah.
That's what it's saying. So you think you're fat? I don't think you're fat.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're no.
No.
You're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you've been thinner, but you've never been happier. Like, I think...
Yeah, I guess.
Don't, like, to me, well, there's a certain amount of... Like, when you get happy... Like, I don't want to bring Kelly Clarkson into it because now she's skinny again. But, like, she talks about when she was on American Idol in the beginning of Kelly. She was just like, I looked so rockin' hot. And I was like, ugh, and everybody loved me. And she's like, I was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Just hate... Like, sometimes maintaining that... Like, go backstage at a weightlifting competition and just talk. They're like, oh! It's just like, oh, my life is boiled chicken and boiled yams and like, ah,
well, backstage,
no joy.
They do donuts. I've literally
just seen, that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They pound like a half a dozen Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I want to do weightlifting.
Just for that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just go to the show. I do the same.
I'll be back here for any Krispy Kreme that falls out of your heads. Okay. Well, you're neither fit nor fat.
Well, thank
so you're
you. I'll take it. Thank you.
Good evening. There is a new season happening right now. It's engagement season, and for some reason,
it's engagement season.
Yes. Yeah. It always happens
around
the holiday
season.
Well, no, that was that's
I've
for like new
cuffing
couples.
Season?
That's for new couples.
Oh, okay.
But then you
did
have
I miss
your.
It though?
I mean, I guess it's still around. It starts like October when you do the fall kind of.
But if I don't
August,
have somebody
October.
By Thanksgiving, I'm screwed till.
No, you're in a good spot because you can kind of, you could still start dating and you don't have the pressure because it's like, well, obviously you're not coming to Thanksgiving. We just, you know,
we just met. Like, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I can still cuff. I'm cuffable.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You could maybe even get out of a Christmas gift too. You play your cards right.
Oh my God. I love this. All right.
But so, it's engagement season and the number one question that people are looking up is how to propose. So looks like it's going strong for everyone out there.
Text in to 51059. I've got a lot of experience.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Recently, we talked about, with the holiday coming up, we talked about being more grateful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And T-Hack kind of does that. And I'm doing my best. And I want to say, I don't even know why I'm doing this on the radio other than to say, first, smell me. Because, I mean, I smell remarkable right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
Wow.
I have a new hot water heater. Oh, boy.
Someone called you out for that.
No, that's part of what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, sorry.
I have repaired the thing that makes showers hot in my home. A buddy, he's done other work and came over and knocked it out.
Awesome.
It's amazing. And it's one of those things. I don't know if you guys can relate to this. Well, everybody can, but I don't know if you can think of one off the top of your head. You just don't realize how good we have it mm-hmm. in life mm-hmm. until something like that fails. Do you guys remember, like, this was in the middle of the divorce. My washer went out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And I spent, and like, it was like COVID times or whatever. And like, they were backed up. So it was easily months.
Yeah.
And I had to go to laundromats. And like, and the joy of like just walking into a room and have your clothes get cleaned. Mm-hmm. And I swore to God when I got my washer and dryer delivered that I would never be an ungrateful POS again. And I became it.
Like, oh, no.
I became, because I just take
surprised?
It for granted.
No,
no, but come on. Are you ever thankful when you're doing laundry? Are you ever standing in front of your Samsung sure, thing? Is just going. It's like when it just keeps going, yeah, you're like, yeah. You hate it.
Why does it do that? Why is it so aggressive?
I don't know, in case you're on the East.
Calm down, Lloyd Webber.
I don't know. But like, I feel so good right now that I wanted to say that I'm grateful.
That's good.
I love that.
I just had something very similar.
Okay.
I got in my car to go to work and it didn't start. The battery was dead. And every time you get in your car, you take it for granted. Like you
100%.
Just, you start it and you go somewhere and then you're stuck yes. in traffic and you're all mad. And
yes. Stuff.
You don't think about, well, what if it just didn't start? What would you do? Like, mm-hmm. like that whole hassle?
Your whole psyche, it's like one tiny little thing
mm-hmm.
and it just destroys the foundation of who you are as a person. I know that sounds overly dramatic, but like I haven't showered in 2 days and you're sitting there in your garage going, how do I
make it through? Yeah. Yes. All those showers I took for granted.
Right.
It's kind of like when you wake up with a stuffy nose and you're like, oh, yesterday yeah. I was fine.
Yes.
I should have enjoyed it. Should have taken a big sniff.
Yes. So I want to say just one last time, thank you to the universe. Thank you to the people who invented it, whatever. I promise I'm going to do my best to not be ungrateful about this anymore.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, if you're one of those jackholes who wrote in, you know, no, that's that part. Listen, did
that
you not
part
hear?
Of the show is over.
Did you not hear the downward inflect on the happiness?
Okay. And the massive pause.
Yep, there was a pause. Here's to the people. Okay. What do you call the thing in your house that broke? At my house. What do you call that?
A water heater.
Are you lying?
No.
Because everyone in my family, I've like actually polled people.
It's a water heater.
What do
heater.
You call it?
Hot water heater.
Thank you.
The hot water heater. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's...
For being honest. Stop. Thank you.
I'm being honest. Why would
you don't actually.
Why
don't?
Would you need to call it a hot water heater?
Why do you call what it an other... ATM machine? Because people
don't.
Just
it's
do.
Just, I don't. I'm not that.
Other people do. You okay, mm-hmm. have you heard people say, I'm going to the ATM machine?
No.
Yes, you have.
Because I don't know anyone that uses the ATM.
How do you get cash?
Don't eat it.
Don't have it.
I'm saying, it's my whole childhood. My dad built houses. And I remember the guy yeah. that used to come and like,
what
oh,
else
the guy's
happens
the
when
hot
you
water
heat water? Does it get cold? When you heat water, does it get cold? Why would you need to call it a hot water heater?
Aaron, I'm saying it's the same as an ATM machine. I understand that the M in ATM is machine, so you're saying ATM machine, machine. I understand yeah. it, but so many people just do that. You just mm-hmm. you just do
oh,
it.
So just go with the flow.
It's like
just,
CIA yeah. agency. It's like, yeah. no, but the A is agency. You don't have to say.
I say hot water heater so religiously, I guess,
yes!
every single time. I think the actual heater is hot. I avoid it. Whenever
yes!
I'm in that room, I don't touch it because I'm
Thank
like,
you.
That's the hot water heater. That's hot. It's something going on there that
so
there's heat.
All I'm saying is this. I understand that it's not heating hot water. It's heating regular temperature water and making it hot. So the real word is water heater. I get it. But here you are, freshly showered, You've probably got a nice battery in your car, right? Mm-hmm. All the things we've talked about, we take for granted. And you're driving from your job that takes care of you and your family and your dogs and gets you vacations. And you hear the guy on the radio say hot water heater. And you're like, oh, I'm going to show him. He's an idiot. And more than one person are like, he's not a hot water heater. Like,
I don't think that they said it with that tone.
Yes, they did. I read it with that tone.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. What we're doing today is we want to talk about jealousy.
Yeah.
I still get jealous.
So close.
Okay.
Nick so, Jonas?
Is that you?
The new fourth member?
So we want to talk about what are you jealous of is mm-hmm. part of it. Right?
Yeah.
Is, mm-hmm. is there something...
That, something like, weird that you're
like
jealous
confessions.
Of?
Yeah. Like you want to confess that you're super... You're maybe hyper jealous about something that doesn't make sense or whatever. But I'm also kind of like, what's the weirdest thing you've done out of jealousy? Like,
ooh.
Have you, I distinctly remember this was in college for the brief time that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it with my own eyes. So I know it really happened, but there was a girl, she lived in Baker, at CU. And like, she had the best hair. It was glorious, gorgeous, perfect. And like everybody guys just flocked. Like, it's not like, you know, college dudes are after your butt and boobs or whatever, but her hair is just like, people just talk to her. Just strangers on the street. Old people would like,
I have a friend named Gabby who has the perfect curly dark hair. And like, I cannot stop staring at it.
She looks like the Suave commercial. Like when she does her hair back and you're just like, what is that? It was so perfect. There was another girl also in Baker, who had the second best hair. And had clearly, you could just feel it. Like in high school, everybody was like, your hair is so good. And then she gets to Boulder and everybody's like, that girl's hair is really good. So you could just feel her when people be talking about the one girl's hair.
Oh.
She'd flick her hair and it was just like,
what about me? What about me? What about
mine? Just kind of like notice.
She's not used to not being
the lead hair dog. Yeah. And then one day,
oh no,
girl number one, glorious, suave commercial, had chunks of hair missing.
No.
And we've sort of pieced it together because it's community showers. It was back then at the CU dorms. She had replaced her.
No.
No.
With Nair.
What?
With hair remover. Now, people think, like in movies, like if you put Nair on your head, it's just going to go, and you're going to suddenly be Yul Brynner. Like, God, what a dated reference. You're going to be me. You're going to have no hair. It's like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you can kind of feel it burning, and like if you rinse it out,
you have to let it sit. I used to Nair the tops of my feet.
You did?
A lot, yeah.
So you have to leave it for a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You sit there and you read the Nair bottle. That's the routine. You read the instructions.
So obviously this person had it in her hair long enough to lose clumps, but not all of it.
Oh,
unprovable
no.
that hair dog number two did it. But we all know who did it.
Yeah.
Why would anyone else do that?
Like, wow. What? And then you're like, oh, guess she's out of the running, huh? What about my hair?
Look at my hair.
How do you... That's horrible.
I hate that so much.
I never got to see it play out because I left. I was only there a semester, but I remember seeing Suave.
All of that happening in one semester.
Yes.
That's wild.
You left right when this happened.
Yeah, and you also had very curly hair.
My hair was glorious, and I was not used to, I'm hair girl number two! We had our own shower. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
In my room, which was weird. But I mean, so that's one example of like, something.
Yeah.
Like for the longest time, I've talked about this a long time ago and I'm way over it now. But like, I was kind of mean to the guys in the fray because like no Colorado band really ever made it.
Did you know them?
Yeah. They would come and do radio station things.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then it was like, you guys, like you, you're the band who makes
it. I don't see it.
Afraid not. Maybe you said that out. Maybe not.
No, I definitely would have never said something stupid. Anyway, like I was mean. And I eventually came to grips with the fact that I was like, it made me angry that they got
that they made it.
Yeah. I mean, it was like the first time they played Red Rocks. I was like, that's not fair.
Oh, but
that, yeah.
Yeah, so but I never nared them.
Yeah.
Isaac didn't have hair because Isaac didn't have hair. It wasn't my
fault.
Wait
a second. Are we sure about that?
There is a pattern.
It's called male pattern baldness. Huh. That's what I did with jealousy and my CU story. If you have some sort of thing you're jealous about or thing you've did out of jealousy, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
I am jealous of people with dads. Just kidding.
Oh my God!
No,
Aaron's father is passing, in case you're brand new to the show. That's horrifying. Oh my God, so is mine. Hack, idiot.
Gosh.
Stupid living
get out
dad.
Of here. No, okay. So back in the day, I used to Irish dance, and it just so happened that Anna Sophia Robb was at the same place. I used to Irish dance together.
Is she somebody famous in Irish dance or something?
No, she's an actress.
Oh, okay.
So we would audition for the same roles, and she would always get them. So I definitely...
You have that green-eyed monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to pretend you don't have it, but you have it.
I do.
Everybody's got it a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I don't really think I'm jealous of anyone, anything right now.
You don't? Like, I think... I don't want to be weird on the show, but I'm going to be.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if Tiak will admit this. Are you jealous of anybody in the room right now?
In the room?
Yeah.
No, I don't think, I have a jealous story, but.
But
not.
There's something happening right now that I've been thinking about. And I'm like, I wonder if that drives Tiak crazy with jealousy.
Hmm.
Tiak has talked so much about wanting to be able to make friends.
Oh.
And it's like, we were going to do this hubby hookup, which I still want to do. Maybe we do it next summer where we just bring a bunch of guys together and get TX some guy friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron tripped on a banana peel and fell into this brand new friend group. And they're like all best friends.
Oh, they're all so amazing. Text, so amazing.
Like, with zero effort, Aaron created.
There's still effort.
But like. TX out there trying me like, hey.
Is he trying?
Well, he wants friends and they're not coming to him.
I try. I run into the neighbors. And I never know what to say.
Yeah. It's because you say things like, afraid not. They're like, I don't want to be friends with that idiot. Okay. But like, you're not jealous of that? That Aaron's ability to just
fall ass backwards
into friend groups?
It's a good point. I am jealous of that. Yeah. Okay. And you're just like, you become very close with people so fast. You're like, oh yeah. And you're on the first name basis. Oh yeah. Them. I was texting them. I was hanging out with them. And I'm like, My wife hangs out with her friend all the time, and I'm like, what am I going to do? She's like, I got some returns you could do, some errands.
Yeah,
run
errands while she has friend time. Yeah. What else are you jealous of?
When I was in school, there was a new kid who like transferred in for the last couple of years, and his name was also Tyler. Mm. And he was gorgeous. He was ripped out of his mind, just the most gorgeous guy. So for 2 years, and I lived with him too. There were like 8 of us that lived in one room, and I had... For the 2 years, people would be like, oh, Tyler? And you're like, oh, no, the hot one?
Oh, no!
The hot one lives there. And it's like, and the other.
Oh,
and
my
regular.
Gosh.
Average. Mediocre Tyler lives there,
it's
too.
Because you had that stupid mustache, huh?
I did. I was the theater kid. But he's the nicest guy ever. So it had nothing to do. But he was so ripped.
Oh,
and I remember at night,
man.
He would sit there and he'd be shirtless and his muscles are just bulging. And he'd just be eating scoops of peanut butter. He was that kind of ripped where he's like, I just need protein. And I was like, do you know what would happen to me if I just ate spoonfuls of peanut butter at midnight? You know, but he's just someone getting more muscles, more and more and more. Oh. Yeah, it was tough. So I used to hide his peanut butter sometimes.
Stop!
I put Nair in his peanut butter.
Yeah, now he's muscly and hairless. God damn it, he's hotter.
All right, so if you've done something out of jealousy or you just want to admit the crazy thing you're jealous about, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all sort of admitting the things we're jealous about.
Yeah.
And the way that it can drive us to do things we would not.
Mm-hmm. That green-eyed monster.
Yes. I've been in the bushes watching.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because you're just thinking, you know, is she cheating? And then there you are. And it's not, I'm not saying
that's
it's good.
That's not jealous though. That's, you have a hunch that someone's cheating
it's
and you
still,
just need
it's
to
jealousy,
know.
Though, kind of. You're
no.
Like, yeah.
I don't think so.
It's pathetic either way.
Thanks, Tia. Maddie.
Yes.
Jealousy. What did you do?
Sorry. So I got jealous because my boyfriend of 4 years said he was leaving me for somebody younger. Oof. So I went and I texted his best friend, and now me and his best friend have been together for 2 years and have a kid and are getting engaged.
So it's like
I don't know if that's
a happy ending to the jealous.
I mean, I was jealous because he was leaving me.
No.
So it's kind of like a revenge for being jealous.
I mean, does your boyfriend know that your entire relationship is based on revenge?
Yes, we've talked about that.
That's good.
Now we know that.
Don't want to be the instrument of someone else's destruction.
I don't care.
I know. It's like, I'm actually almost desperate enough to like... I find that sort of off-putting. I don't know how else to say it. Sarah?
Yay!
You have asked for VD and we gave it to you. That's voice disguiser. I just want everybody to know we didn't do anything else to her. What are you jealous about?
So my husband has a coworker that their work spouse is, and it just thrills her. She giggles like an idiot when anybody says you guys seem like you're married.
Yeah.
And I'm really jealous of the way he interacts with her, that I think he interacts with her. So I put a nanny cam in his office so that I could watch and make sure he wasn't treating her better than me.
Was he?
So far, no.
So you just watched his nanny cam, and when she comes in, oh my God. I get it, though. That's what jealousy does to you. Yeah. Your brain just starts going, this is logical.
How long has it been in his office?
So far, about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, keep us informed.
Yeah, can you get us a live feed? Can we all watch it together? Thank you for the call, Sarah. Is everybody okay with that?
I don't know.
How does he not notice it?
Because it's probably something inane. Like you can put it in a Kleenex box or like they make different.
Oh, yeah. I thought you noticed the teddy bear on the shelf.
Okay. Jesse?
Yay.
Jealousy. What do you got?
I work at a restaurant and we just hired a bartender and she started getting better shifts than me. So I secretly looked up her address. And you can send a bag of poo from a website. And so I sent her a big bag of elephant poo to her house.
How much did that cost?
Oh, my God, Aaron.
It was worth it.
Yeah, that's the exact dollar amount I thought it cost.
I thought I might have a new career until she said elephant.
Kathy?
Yay.
Jealousy. What do you got?
All right. So when I was in elementary school, I had this good friend and she had rats for pets and they died when we were in like third grade and she came to school and she was so sad and she had like the picture that she drew and I was so jealous of the attention that she was getting because her pets had died. And so I stole this picture from her and I have this like super clear memory of the teacher like sitting us all in a circle on the rug and they were like, okay, everybody, who stole the picture? We know someone took it. We're gonna all close our eyes now and whoever did it can just put it in the middle of the circle and nothing will happen to them. That seems like a good way to go now, doesn't it? But apparently I was not into that. I held on to it, and I remember, like, 20 minutes later, I was headed to the principal's office, said that is the weirdest thing that I have done out of jealousy.
Because you didn't like the attention she got for losing her pets? That's, like, warped.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not a popular child, guys.
Ooh, wow. Bobby?
Hey.
Bobby?
Uh-oh.
Well,
sorry, Bobby.
Sorry, you should be jealous of everyone who's talked faster. Candy.
Hey.
Yay. Jealousy, what'd you do?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe I'm telling anybody my deep, dark secrets. Because absolutely nobody knows this until now I'm only talking about this. So my husband works at a car dealership, and he's super good looking. and I don't even know why I do this, but I do it, whatever. I create these emails, and I'll randomly email him to see if he takes the bait. And I do it with social media. So I create these Facebook accounts and these Instagram accounts, and I'll go like his pictures and try to reach out to him to see if he ever responds. And he's never brought it up, but he's never responded.
He probably thinks that they're spam or something.
No. He knows.
No. Well, one time he brought it up. One time he brought it up. He's like, hey, do you know so-and-so? And I was like, no, who is that? And that's all I said. He goes, and something, you know, one of the kids started talking, and they kind of, but I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to give myself away.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he never.
Candy, but when are you, he's never responded. When are you going to stop? Or
yeah, when are you going to just trust him that he's not?
Well, no, because then there's like this one vendor that he works with, and I know who she is, and she's super cute. So I created an email account under like her name, like,
oh my God.
Put her name down there, and I put, you know, like soccer, whatever. And I know, you know, she is a soccer mom, and, you know, just reached out. Hey, I saw you over the weekend, you know, blah, blah, blah. Good to see you. And he hasn't really responded.
Candy, you know that every person can hear you right now, and like they know.
Yes.
It's fine.
Oh my God, you're a psychopath.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Let me see. Right now. No, I know what yours
is. Mine's cute. Mine's cute. It's an old picture of Noah and Mia.
It's been that for a really long time, huh?
Because he's wearing
a fedora.
No, he's wearing, it's the Walter White hat.
Oh.
It's not a fedora. You call that a scotch and soda hat, I think.
Okay.
So it's like the, a fedora comes to a point on the top.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not,
I mean?
Yeah.
And this is just like a round and then flat kind of brim.
Because there's a bowler hat too, right? But I think
that's all round.
All round.
When I was in London, I went to this hat shop and they literally put this hat former on my head. It was wild. And like the queen would get her hats made there. We stumbled into this place and they were, I'm so sorry.
Can I just have one quick moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
People listening don't realize because we're in the middle of a conversation. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Hats.
No, we were talking about what's on our phone.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, listeners, we don't know what we're talking about.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes when we're reorganized. No, we're not going anywhere. It's one of the most, I don't want to say who, but I just realized I have a pet peeve that I didn't know I have, and I think you might have it too, Aaron.
I don't think it's a pet peeve. I think it shows a lot about the person.
I was in a meeting with somebody, and they got their phone out, and as they were about to swipe, you know, right when you pick up your phone, before you swipe or before it recognizes your face,
your lock screen,
your wallpaper comes up. Mine doesn't come up as much as it used to. For some reason, maybe it's just because with my watch on or something, it's my phone is like automatically open all the time. And then I have so many apps that it covers up everything. You know what I mean? You can't see my kids once all the apps are up, right?
Right.
Okay. Had a picture of themselves as their wallpaper.
I hate that.
Is that?
That's the biggest red flag.
Is it?
Yeah.
The biggest.
I thought it was.
Ignore these extra limbs in my car. Let's get a look at your wallpaper.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's the big. I felt a disturbance in the force, and I wanted to talk about it here to go like, what? Why do I hate this so much? So a good friend of mine. Just mine. His name is Ben.
My buddy Ben. Yeah, he owns El Jardin's. He's got a great margarita there.
Yeah, the Slackerita. It's not called the Aaron-arita.
He's working on one. Aaron Mojito.
Sangriaren. He has a picture of his own eye.
That's kind of cool.
He has a picture of one of his eyes.
That's okay.
Do you know why he has it?
No.
You don't?
Because he has pretty eyes?
Oh, God. See, you... Here's the worst part. Tiak knows why he has it, which is...
Oh, I do know why. Because it's a pun and it's an iPhone.
Yeah. He's going on, what, year 8 of this? He's really riding this one out into the sunset, this joke.
Yeah, the joke is stupid, isn't it? So is that a red flag, having your eye?
No.
Then why having your whole body would be bad, but just one
like
eye.
Like a selfie or like, I don't know. That's just, it's giving, arrogant. I don't know.
What do you think your background should be? Because like the default backgrounds are like the stupid Ken Burns effect.
Oh,
meadow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are fine. Whatever. They come with a phone.
Okay.
Any family picture, animal picture. Sure.
If you're in the family picture, it can
that's
be
fine. Yeah.
But if you're featured in the picture, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
You're a murderer.
Not a murderer, but like you think way too highly of yourself for me to even.
Hey, like everybody, get your phone out. Look at the what's on the front. And if it's you, text right
if
now.
If it's just you.
If it's just you.
Yeah, like shirtless
just
or something.
Just text into 510. That's 51059. If it's, okay, can you have pictures of yourself in your house, like your apartment?
Like just you?
Yes.
I don't hate that as much as long as it's like, if you're at Stonehenge.
You don't hate that as much.
If you're at Stonehenge and take a selfie there, like I... And you want to print it and frame it? I think that's okay.
There was a guy, he does this for a living, what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw it personally, but I knew a girl who dated him. He was somewhat of a bodybuilder for some time. And as you walked into his house, it was all stunning, black and white. What's that name of that dude in town who does all the hot chick pics and bodybuilding? Monty...
I don't know.
His name's Monty Nuss. I think he does.
I know them for high school pictures, so I don't know.
I thought he was doing.
I don't know.
I thought he did some.
Monty Nuss is a photography.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think here. He.
They're
anyway.
One of the high school senior photo people.
Okay. But he also, I think he also does like stunning.
I don't know, and I don't want to ruin
no, I'm
the
just
reputation
saying, like,
just
you know
in
that
case.
Picture where it's like the tastefully done black and white picture of the small of a woman's back.
Oh, yeah.
And then a.
No,
I love that.
I think it's
a necklace
beautiful.
Of pearls. Mm-hmm. Like. Resting there or whatever in some sort of suggestive manner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. This guy had pictures of himself like that as the focal point when you walked into his foyer, whatever, how you say it.
Foyer.
Like foyer.
Yeah, foyer. Yeah.
Foyer. I think some people say foyer.
They
like
do.
In America,
wrong,
you
yeah.
say foyer. Yeah.
All right.
It's a very Midwestern way to say it.
Yeah. So is that bad?
Did he live alone?
Yeah. I mean, he was dating. So it's like...
Well, as long as it wasn't like he had a family of six and he only had pictures of himself.
But what difference does it make? Either way, it's the same thing as having you on your phone. But it's actually worse.
But it's... No, see, I almost don't think it isn't because there's art behind it. It's not just, hey, I...
But you had to go get that printed, get it framed, do the whole thing. I could accidentally too fat thumb it and all of a sudden make some picture of me my wallpaper. That could be an inadvertent little look. Oh, there I am. There's my wallpaper. He had to go to Hobby Lobby and buy a frame. Probably not. He probably had Monty Nuss.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up. I remember having this conversation with my wife. I think it was right after we got married because she had a background to like, I think a wedding picture of the two of us. And I was a younger in my DJ career and I was DJing gigs a lot more. And I have a DJ logo with my name. Hmm. And that was my wallpaper. It was
okay.
just my logo. It wasn't a picture of me, but it was my name.
That's if a picture of you is narcissistic, so is that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, really? Well, she had a convo with me and she was like, look.
No way.
Can you change it?
Like, really?
Yeah, like it doesn't make me feel like every time you open your phone, you just want to see your logo. Like that doesn't, and it's like, you're right. I should probably have a picture of you. And I've done that ever since. Or my kids now,
too.
Oh,
that's worse.
Why?
You think so?
If you have to have a gun to your head to change it.
Yeah.
Like every time you look at it, you remember the conversation of her going, stop.
Not every time, but.
Look at the picture on your phone right now.
Okay.
What are you thinking about?
My
oh, that's such a cute photo.
And how you wish it was the T-Hack logo.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Oh, I suck at these.
No, this is not actually a pop quiz for you. I think you're off the hook.
Oh, great.
There's basically 10 at-home skills. This I don't know who did this. Was this BuzzFeed or somebody? I think this is a little... I don't know what it is. 10 at-home skills every man should know how to do. And I think it's just every person should know how to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like,
okay.
You can own a home no matter what. I think this is mostly a test for you, T-Yak, because...
out of everyone here, you're the most unlikely?
No, go on. Just, if you saw T-Hack, like if you were in Home Depot and T-Hack was standing there, there's a decent chance you'd go, like, and you're like, damn it, where are the impact wrenches? I think I'd approach T-Hack because he appears like he might know some stuff.
Okay. Oh, really?
The beard, a little bit longer hair, the hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you just have this.
Today's
like,
look for sure.
You're like,
yeah. No, okay.
You don't have to have an orange smock to be somebody who wants to talk to at Home Depot. Legit. I've talked to strangers.
Yeah, I find you get a little better help sometimes.
100%.
Just talking to the random person.
What are you trying to do? Okay, no, you don't want to be in this aisle. Yeah. Two aisles over is where the rainbird stuff is. You want to use that.
I always feel too clean. There's just no dirt on me.
You look like a supervisor. You look like you used to do work, and now you're a foreman.
Okay, wow, I should carry myself that way. I feel like an imposter whenever I'm...
Because you don't know anything about anything.
No, right. It's any store I walk into. I'm just like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, I mean, you're pretty good in a, fast food store.
Sure, okay, yeah.
Convenience store.
Yeah. Ask me for help at the Wendy's. I know the menu.
If you're in a Quick Trip, he's going to show you right where those maple bars are.
No, he'll literally show you where the icy machines are, because that was the one thing that I was like, really? There they are.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so... Do you, out of 10 things, not knowing ahead of time, I want you, this is like at your job where they make you like self-assess.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you self-assess, each of you, before I even say it. How many of these 10 at-home skills do you think you will know how to do?
Okay.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Let me go 7.
Tia thinks he's going to be a 7?
Mm-hmm. I think 8.
You think you're going to be an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Are you doing it too?
Me? I'll be a 10.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, who do you call when you don't know how to?
All right, fair enough.
Number one. Oh, God. I didn't even look. These are really easy. Change a light bulb.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
What about the light bulb underneath your microwave oven that shows?
He didn't even know existed until like last week.
So do you
know
how to change that?
It's not that I didn't know it existed. I just don't use it. I believe you're in one of two
cases.
You didn't know it existed.
You did not know it was there.
No, because my wife leaves it on all the time. I know, but
I
never
change that bulb.
No, I don't. But I've changed entire light fixtures. Like I've, mm-hmm. I've done all that. So that's way more than
while
a light bulb.
While watching YouTube, standing on a ladder.
No, not every time.
Did you turn the power off to change the light fixture?
No, you just leave the switch down. Okay. You're good.
You're just saying things I've said to you.
Aaron, but it's true. I learned from you.
You know how to change a light bulb.
Yes.
Right? So it's one apiece.
I haven't done a fixture, but that's okay.
Oh, it's easy.
It's not that easy. Number two, hang a picture.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. What?
I have all of my music pictures that I have hung up.
What if
it's
a heavy one?
Yes.
So you know how to do like a molly bolt?
No.
So you find a stud then?
No, I do. Yeah, studs.
You know how to find a stud?
Yes. I literally did all of some construction in this room.
That's why this room looks like...
Yes. That's why walls are missing.
Does she know how to find a stud? Ask Hinge.
Hinge is like, can confirm. Yeah.
I can hang a picture too.
All right.
I'll use a good wall anchor.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you're Googling terms while I'm sitting.
Oh, no, I've done
he's
it.
He's not. He's Googled, that's he's easy. Googled it in the past and learned. There's nothing wrong
with
it.
By the way, these
researching.
Are not all DIY things as evidence, or like not all home related necessarily, because number three is sew a button back on.
Mm, yep.
Mm. No, I'll give myself a no. I could probably figure it out. I've done it in home ec, but in like eighth grade.
I've done it, but I don't know that it looks great.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's a way, like you're poking through, yeah, and you're kind of supposed to make an X or something.
Oh, no, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah. I think we could all
do
it.
Do you do it often?
Not often, no.
I can't decide if I'm giving everybody points. No, just Aaron gets a point there. So
yeah, I'll say no, because I wouldn't do it. I would answer that. Like I would have Angie do it.
Oh, boy. Well, there's about to be a pattern forming here. Number four is iron clothes.
Yeah, I love ironing. I love steaming.
Will you please come over?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God, I hate ironing so bad. You can iron a guy's
so
shirt.
Oh, it's so satisfying.
You can't iron a guy's shirt.
Yeah.
Well, like it came
from
the dry cleaner.
Well, you didn't say that.
Like you could wear it and people wouldn't look at you like, what happened?
No, you could still wear it and be like, that's a crisp shirt, but something's a little weird.
You really think you could? I can do it, but it's just like when I'm doing the sleeve, I'm screwing up something I just did.
On so the you're other
just
side, like, yeah.
I'm just, I'm always chasing my own tail on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a good ironer. I have a weird aversion to heat.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say, you was like, I have a weird, I thought he was going to say wife.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
No. Oh my God, I have a wife.
No.
Edge!
I have a weird.
Iron the suit!
A weird aversion to heat. Okay. So irons, I get skittish around. I hate taking stuff out of the oven because I know it's real hot in there. Yeah. I hate that. I hate that stuff.
I will reach into an oven. If it's on aluminum foil, for some reason, aluminum foil doesn't hold the heat.
Yeah,
I will grab cooler. Aluminum foil out of a 400 degree oven.
Yeah,
no, my wife does. She reaches in all the. I hate it. It drives
it's
me.
Latinas,
I can't do
man.
It.
They just know. Like, I grew up in Longmont. The Rodriguez family. They own a restaurant called Casa de Burrito back in the day, and that's what they do. Like, go grab that tortilla out of there and just hold it by the aluminum foil. You just grab stuff out of the oven.
Oh, no, scary.
So, but the iron, you're afraid you're gonna hit it with your face, or
yeah, it's way too hot.
So you're a no on iron clothes?
I'd be no on iron. Yeah, but I do use, we have a steamer. Does that count? A little steamer.
That's heat. It's,
you know? But it's not going to burn me.
It's not ironing technically, but it is doing the same job. So I don't know.
We got to blast through a few more here. Make a bed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
Okay, not the day I came over.
It was an open invitation. We've been over this.
Remove a stain.
Yeah.
Did
that this morning.
A stain
I would say I know Aaron can because I've never met anybody in my life who at exactly the wrong time will pick up some sort of food that is obviously a stainable food. It's like, oh, here we are at the gala for heart health. And she's like, let me try one of these Torchy's tacos that are clearly dripping.
Literally. It's so bad. I don't know how I'm such a messy eater. Because I'm not trying. Food always gets in my hair, on my shirt. Like, I don't know. But I can get the stains out.
All right. So we're only through like six of them. We're going to come back and find out which one of us is more of a homebody. Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're blasting through this list that was 10 at-home skills that every man should know. Mm-hmm. We've widened it out to just every person should know. I don't know why these are men things anyway. Because so far it's been change a light bulb. Everybody does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a light bulb in my house that's been out for probably 2 years.
Is it on your vaulted ceiling? Is that the word?
Mine aren't vaulted. Vaulted means like a triangle, I think. Oh. They're just super high.
Oh, gotcha.
But no, it's not one of those. Those are actually the most fun.
Why?
Because you have to get on like an A-frame ladder at the very top and use the extendo dealy bobber. Oh, wow.
That does not sound fun.
It's not fun because what happened to me, oh my God, this is such a fun story. Like I went to do it and you go, and it came out. And I was like, great. And I pulled it down and the screwy part was still up in there. So the light bulb broke.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 30 feet in the air and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to do. And you go on the interweb and you know, do you know what pole I'm talking about?
I think so.
It's like a yellow pole that has like a, and there you can put these different things on the end. They're like kind of, one of them is kind of elasticy and it just kind of goes over the top of a light bulb like a hand.
Oh.
And you undo it. And
oh,
I was
that's
like,
smart.
And then it broke and I was like, I don't know what to do. So you go on the internet and it's like some of the other attachments that are in there sort of look like something you would examine your butt with.
Okay.
They're like a little, they're like rubbery, plasticky, and they look like they would go in there like that. And I'm like, I never knew what they were for. So,
okay. Trial and error.
I had to retrieve it. but you like shove it up in there.
And then twist. And it
like the... like sticks to the broken glass and like whatever and you go,
oh wow,
and it like unscrews.
Oh, cool.
The part that's stuck up in there. So the one that's broken for me is like in my bathroom, like over my vanity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those ones where the size, you know what I'm saying, it's not a regular bulb.
Oh, is it one of like the round
the
ones?
The vanity, yeah, yes. Yeah, it's like a round clear bulb with a smaller.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've gone to the store, I buy some, I get it back, and I'm like, that's not it.
Mm.
So I'm like,
Why don't you take it with you to the store?
I never think of it until I'm at the store.
Gotcha. He's too busy playing with that other tool. He doesn't make
it
to the store.
It's hard to walk into the store inconspicuously. Oh my God. I wish I hadn't said that. By the way, if you ever break a light bulb off that's not 40 feet in the air, do you know how you get it out without having the thing?
Mm-mm.
This is a trick I learned when I was young. I can't, I swear I'm not making this up. A potato. You stick a potato up on the thing.
I don't like that you're making the same sound.
Would anyone like a potato right now?
Yeah, he's making that sound. His mouth isn't moving.
Oh my God.
Anyway, no, you stick a potato on it and it'll do the same thing as the does because it sticks.
That's so smart.
And you're and unscrew the potato and then the.
Smart. I've only used those things when you work retail, if something's hanging up real high. You use the big hook.
Yeah.
But once you work retail now, you don't need to ask for help ever again. You're just like, well, where's the hook?
Yeah,
and you just find it.
I've done that at the Buckle.
Good. Okay, good.
And grab my own stuff.
Because we hate when you ask for it. So just do it. It's fine.
I was like,
oh my God, I'm going to leave.
Anyway, 10 things every person should know how to do. Change the light bulb. Have I ever told you about the light bulbs way higher? Okay, sorry. Hang a picture, sew a button back on, iron clothes, make a bed, remove a stain. That's how far we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, you are, I don't know if you said on remove a stain. But I think you missed two. Out of six, I think you have four.
Yeah, I know to spray it before you put it. You spray it with the little stain remover before you throw it
What's the stain remover called?
I don't know. It's I don't know.
I'm going to give you half a point on that.
That's fair.
I have a whole section. I don't know if you've ever used the Grandma's. And it's not Grandma's. Grandma's is a different one. But there's that one company that gets real specific on stains. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're little yellow bottles. And it's this one's for... I swear to God, I'm not making this up. It's like...
Stop it!
It's like blood or ice cream. Oil or marker.
Oh, really?
The stain removers are super...
Oh, you're right. Carbona stain
That's
devils?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee, tea, wine, and juice.
There you go. It's like... What's on this shirt? And you go, grab the one for, I don't know, this is most, it's like clown fight.
Grass, dirt, and makeup.
Wow.
They are so specific.
Yeah.
But it's awesome because you know exactly which one to put on your stain. Huh. Look up clown fight. No, that's blood and ice cream. Yeah. Never mind. Next, wallpaper a room or unwallpaper a room. Unwallpapering's easy, but.
So I actually thought that maybe that was more difficult because you want it to all come off, right? I feel like it would not all come off.
Has already mentioned the tool that would get it off. You walk around with a steamer and that stuff will just come off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would say no, I couldn't wallpaper. Yeah.
Nobody even needed your answer, buddy.
Okay, thank you. It legitimately makes me nervous when I see them doing it. It's like, it's not going to line up right. I hate that. I hate putting a phone, a screen protector on a phone, any of that. That it has to be perfect. I'm bad at it.
I think I claim...
Rust and perspiration?
I'm not
Why
kidding.
Are those two related?
Because it's some sort of chemical. It's oxidation
what?
Or something.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to buy...
Blood and dairy.
I told you! I said it was blood and ice cream. I said it was blood and ice cream, and that's a real one. I don't think
Ben and Jerry's is out of control.
It's mostly Jerry. Pack a suitcase.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a pro at that.
Yeah, I think so. Although you took issue with it because I pack by each day.
That's stupid.
I also feel like T-Hack overpacks.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't want to take up too much time on this, but I've gone down a recent rabbit hole and I got to start saving these videos where these women, it's mostly Asian women for some reason, are taking a pair of pants and then they go fold, 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 and then take the legs and fold them inside.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the pant is a black hole. Like the pant is gone and it's because it's enfolded in on it's.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to do this.
I've seen it where they use the pockets and just everything the way they fold it.
And then they put it in a bag and it's just like, there's eight squares. It's like Tetris. Then you can go and I want to learn how to do that. Put shelves up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely with some anchor screws like we mentioned before.
I've never done it, so I'm going to say no.
Aaron, you are right now at 9.
No,
you're at 8.
I'm at 8, yeah.
Yeah, you've only missed one.
Shelves make me nervous, too. It's the same thing, because it's got to be level, and I get real. It's got to be perfect.
Mm.
I have the little LED thing. You just
Yeah.
put it on the wall, and then it goes, whoop, and shoots a...
A laser?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Have shoot plants. The potato. The 10th one is have plants without killing them.
Yes.
We have plants everywhere in our house, but they're not my, they're my wife's. So I don't think so I could do
no.
it. I'm a no.
Do you know how many you got?
I don't want to know.
I've written it on this potato.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So if you're going to call the police and report a crime, mm-hmm. make sure you're not doing
a bigger crime than the one you're reporting.
Ah. Yeah.
Pro okay. tip.
I have a story. I would never shame or begrudge anybody for trying to get back in the gym and get their health back.
Yeah.
Except for the person in this story.
Mm.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tennessee.
You know.
All right, all right, all right. Is he from Tennessee? I think he's from Texas.
No, I think he's from Texas.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you must be from Nashville. Is that how it goes?
No, you must be from Tennessee because you're the only ten I see.
You actually say Tennessee twice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, you stupid. Don't. You say ten I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're out of time. Tennessee, there was a gym in Tennessee
okay.
That got an unexpected guest. A new member tried to sign up.
Okay.
It was a deer.
It was a deer.
Now, we all know how I feel about deer. I
why
hate
do
them.
You hate deer so
because
much?
They're never where they're supposed to be. They're always in the road. They just jump out at you. They're dumb.
Hey, can I have a quick timeout?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what sound would you use for a deer then?
Don't they just like kind of scream? I think that's closer
no,
to a
that's
deer.
Not what
don't they
do.
Like kind of thing?
Okay. From maybe now on, goat? Every time he says the word deer, you make that sound.
Okay. So a deer broke into a competitive edge in fitness. And they said, oh, dear.
Okay. I can't.
Okay. No, don't stop.
The deer crashed through a window.
Said it again. Do it.
Broke the window and ended up in the women's locker room.
Oh.
And this deer decided to relieve itself. It went potty.
Oh, no.
And left a big old stinking pile behind.
Pile of poop.
Yeah. At this deer. A deer did
at
that.
At least it's in
I'm
the...
I'm sorry. He said it.
Okay. At least it's in the locker room.
But you don't want to walk into the locker room and...
Yeah, the deer was trapped there for 2 hours.
Sorry. Trying to think of deer puns.
Thankfully, they freed him. Nobody was injured. The owners of the gym said, look, the buck stops here.
Okay.
I hate deer.
My story...
Oh, what? You were going on. It's your turn.
You can still put it. There it is. My story's out of Florida.
Woo!
And it would have been a great one, but we're out of time. A Florida dude was mad because there were some kids. They were actually teenagers that were horsing around, you know, doing horseplay.
You know, horses are kind of like deer.
That doesn't count.
It does.
We're on the next story.
It doesn't. There were some teenagers horsing around and harassing him, so he called the police. When the police came to his house, they discovered that he had lots of cocaine there.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, could you describe the... Never mind. Get in the car. My story's actually longer. I just had to hurry up because of all the deer talk.
Ah.
He got arrested.
I don't think I've ever been around a deer in my life.
Ah. He's going to jail and the teenagers are free. Like a deer. Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.